Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 5th of March. Sanctifying the People. Following their defeat at Ai on account of the sin of Achan, Joshua and the elders of Israel tore their clothes, put dust on their heads, and prostrated themselves before the ark of the Lord until evening. The Lord then said to Joshua, "Stand up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves." Jesus prayed that the Father would sanctify us as his disciples. That is, he was asking the Father to sanctify us from the world. He said to the Father, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Earlier, Jesus had taught that the words of the Father, which are truth, and through which we are sanctified, are also the means by which the branches of the vine, typifying sons of God, are pruned and purged by the Father. He said, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he, that is the Father, takes away. And every branch that bears fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean, or purged, because of the word which I have spoken to you." We see that the word of the Father, accomplishing this work, is ministered by Jesus and his messengers. The word of God, which enables our sanctification, is preached by messengers of Christ. However, as the Lord made clear to Joshua, it is the responsibility of a hearer to sanctify themselves in response to this word. Paul emphasized this point when he said to the Philippians, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." The references used in today's devotions are Joshua chapter 7 verse 13, John chapter 17 verses 15 to 17, John chapter 15 verses 2 to 3, John chapter 13 verse 20, and Philippians chapter 2 verses 12 to 13. For further reading, John chapter 17.